This is RSBNB Update, episode 207, recorded Thursday, June 4th, 2009, FFI, Fatal Familial Insomnia. Hello, everybody. Say hello to Mr. Woody, Mr. Brad Woodward, Mr. Brad.
Mr. Just call me Brad or Mr. Woodward.
Bradley William James Woodward.
That's not my full name, it's not my birth certificate.
Okay, then.
Don't make me say your middle name, because okay. I will do it.
I'll bleep it out. Bradley Wilhelm Woodward, then.
Okay, so I can say your name and you'll bleep it out.
No.
Shane's middle name is...
Brad's related to that. To the German Wilhelm guy. So, guys are Wilhelm.
Nope. The other day I was talking to my I went to see my grandmother and I was just about to leave. And just before I walked out the door, I don't know why, but I sort of like turned around. She was only a couple of feet away from me and I waved at her. But I just raised my right hand up above my head and it was sort of a bit like a Nazi salute. And she went, "Oh, just like your father." Because there's a running joke from her that Hitler is my father. How that would work, I'm not sure, because he supposedly died in 1945 and I was born 35 years later. She's a funny thing, anyway.
So you were born in 1980 then?
I was born in 1990. 35 years after 90... Oh, sorry, you're right, 45 years.
Anyway,
take it, Shane, it's a small victory.
So, Sergey and Bradov are going to be joining us today.
Oh, for the love of God, I can't do it.
Come on.
The hunt for Red October. I see, I can't do it. I sound retarded.
It's the hunt for Red Racktober.
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 It said Racktober.
Racktober.
No. Anyways, as you may have gathered, that's a play on the movie The Hunt for Red October with Sean Connery and who else? I forget.
It was a book before it was a film. Philistines who assume everything is a... It probably is a reference to the film because the film is more famous than the book.
But... Well, yeah. Well, Tom Clancy's famous, you know? If I had more time, I'd read more.
Alec Baldwin was in it, wasn't he?
Oh, him. Yeah, he's weird. But anyways.
How is Alec Baldwin weird?
I don't know. He just is. Or no, never mind. That's Stephen Baldwin. I always get them confused because they look the same.
And they have, because they're brothers, maybe that's
yeah.
why.
Well, no, they look very alike, including their
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, because they're brothers.
Well, no, there is some difference, you know, but...
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons they look alike.
Well, yeah, but there's other reasons, too. Anyways, as we were saying, the hunt for Red Racktober. We'll just say Red Racktober because that sounds interesting.
Because you know that's
it sounds
right.
Almost more like it sounds like a vegetable Racktober, but it's a month of RuneScape calendar. Doesn't
tuber,
it? Doesn't
a
it?
Tuber is a type of vegetable.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
So, like, isn't it like a turnip or something? Like a white carrot?
It's something like that. It's a root vegetable, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways. Some requirements for the quest, maybe?
Quest requirements.
Are you reading them or am I?
Minimum requirements. Level 38 thieving. Level 45 construction. Level 45 hunter. Cold War. The quest you must have completed. Cold War and Sea Slug.
Yeah. And it's a medium length quest. No combat involved.
That's sort of lame.
No, it was a good quest. I liked it, actually. You want to know why, or you want to just go through a bit of an overview first?
Tell us why you liked it.
Well, I don't know. I just felt it played to the movie very good because in the end it ended sort of like the movie, you know? And it is, like, it's not, everything is not what it seems. So with that said, I think I'll just go into my brief synopsis. So first off, you see that Larry's stuck in a straitjacket, and, you know, by his zoo. Where he likes hanging out at his penguin hut. So you need to investigate Witch Haven. But of course, before you're first able to go set out and do that, you need to scratch his nose for him. Because he can't scratch his own nose.
I'd imagine that would be one of the worst things about being in a straitjacket, the inability to scratch your own nose.
You ever been in one?
No. I'm sure you have, though.
No, I'd like to try it, though. They think he's gone crazy because there's this giant penguin footprint at Witch Haven.
So, okay, and...
And once you go investigate it and bring the other head zookeeper there, they realize he's not crazy. So then, once again, you and... What?
It doesn't seem like much of a basis to declaring him crazy and putting him in a straitjacket. Oh. It's not like he was, like, you know, doing cocaine with Party Pete, was it?
Well, no, but they thought, because, you know, Witch Haven isn't exactly known for being, what's the word, normal, I guess?
Well, so, just like Canada.
We're normal. I can think of other places that are more normal, but won't go there.
Like?
I'm not going to go there. Anyways, after this, you and Larry joined forces again.
He means Australia!
I wasn't thinking of Australia.
Anyway, go on with your quest description.
After that, you head to the iceberg. You remember with all the penguins and stuff there.
Yep.
Where you and Larry are back in linked together. And, of course, after this, you decide that you're going to start investigating the sub that we talked about last week, the yellow subroutine.
Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine.
Yeah, so after you realize this is that there's a group of penguins that are taking control of it, but even the penguins aren't exactly sure what's going on because they captured one
is it like a group of terrorist penguins or something?
Oh, maybe, but we're just getting there. Just wait. It gets better. So you need to interrogate this other penguin to find out how to get on board the sub and how to stop it. And then, how to stop it comes later. But anyways, after that.
I'm trying to think of a humorous pun that has something to do with penguins, sort of a variation on Al-Qaeda, but I can't think of anything.
Well, it's supposed to be Russia, remember?
Russian KGP. KGB. What could you could have the KGP, but that's sort of obvious. Penguins.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any good jokes, or if there are, we aren't funny enough to figure them out.
Yeah. So after you figure out how to get on the sub, you need to get into the war room to figure out how to disable it. But once you get in there, you discover that they're not actually penguins. Guess what they are?
Russians.
No, the penguins are Russian. They're dwarves.
Dwarves? Are they evil dwarves or good dwarves?
Evil, obviously, because they made the sub.
So why don't you have to fight them if they're evil? Do they all run away?
No, they... Just wait. You need to give them penguin suits because they say they're in prison there with the penguins, so they're trying to make the penguins out as the bad guy. Keyword, they're being trying, right?
Yeah.
So... Once you do that, it really does sort of remind me, you know, when you see these dwarves, that the dwarves kind of look like Tellarites.
Oh, no. And about 8 minutes in, we have our first Star Trek reference.
Anyway, so they teach you how to short out the sub and make it go somewhere else, which is a fantastic feat of electrical engineering.
Yes, especially since RuneScape doesn't have electricity.
I know, but there's wires and stuff you need to cut, so it's all good fun. I like that kind of thing.
Okay.
But then, of course, you need to...
Can I be expecting to get a TV for my player-owned house?
Probably not for a long time.
I want a 42-inch plasma. If we've got electricity, it can't be very long before we have, you know.
Well, no, it's just electrical engineering, as in there's wires, but... Anyways, you steal an ID card to get into this room. It's sort of like, you know how you remember that quest, Rat Catchers, where you have to evade the things to get to the, and through that little maze thing on Rick?
Yeah.
You need to do the same sort of thing with the penguins.
Oh, that annoyed me in that Rat Catchers quest. That
and the annoying. reason you're doing this is because you need to find this telegraph that they, or telegram that they... got, and that had locations for the sub.
Well, they've got electricity. Why don't they just use, you know, radio communications?
Well, no, that's what they are. The communications are coming in from the telegram to the telegraph room.
I see.
So you have to pick up the sheet of paper. But anyways, there's a song that plays called Penguin Possible.
That's a rubbish pun. I'm sorry, but that's worse than... know. It's probably about as bad as KGP.
Anyways, you find the sub is in ill, so you and Larry have to go there, and you board the sub as a penguin using what you've learned and everything. And then once you're on board, you discover that the captain is indeed a...
penguin.
No, a sea slug.
Oh.
So it's the sea slugs and the dwarves that are actually being the bad guys here instead of the penguins.
Oh, the brain-controlling sea slugs.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Those bastards.
So you find out that the dwarf faction is part of the Red Axe.
Oh, yes, them.
So, as you can see, this sets up nicely for a quest involving the dwarves and the penguins. By the sea slugs trying to instigate things, you know? Sort of like how Cuba was trying to instigate the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I'm sorry, yes, but the difference between the Cubans and the slugs is the Cubans didn't latch on to the Soviet brains and make them bloody... make them nuke the US. It's a bit different. Are you saying Cubans are brain parasites?
No, I'm just saying that the Cubans were using the Russians to try and get to get missiles on their soil, probably try and take over the U.S. like the sea slugs.
Yeah, but it's a bit different because the sea slugs are brain parasites.
So it's the same idea in general.
Oh, Shane.
And then after all the tub is disabled and everything, you end up on an island where this polar bear is disguised as a tree, and you use him to get back to land, and quest complete.
I guess the storyline sounds fairly interesting.
Yeah, it was. But the rewards are, sort of.
Lackluster, as per usual.
3,000 construction, 2,000 thieving, and 1,500 hunter. You also get a penguin area expansion for the hunter area up north. You get a penguin hide-and-seek where you can find the polar bear that you use to escape, and one quest point.
Eh.
4 out of 5 for this week. Oh, and you also get little fish hats, like monkfish hats and everything.
I give it a 3.
Oh, okay. Not even if you could have a monkfish hat?
I'd give it a 2.
Or a manta ray hat?
I want a shark hat.
Yeah, I don't think there's a shark hat. Or maybe, no, there's not. Let me just check quickly. Let's see. No. So you think you'd do this quest?
No, it doesn't sound like my sort of quest. No.
That's too bad. Yeah, you only get the puffer, the ray, and the octopus, and the monkfish hat. So those are the two I was forgetting. The manta ray and the puffer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the quest. So what's next? Oh yes, we got some release notes for this week. There's not many tweaks and fixes to mention, but just take a look at the release notes. One thing they said was they added more items to the spam filter that people were saying still should be added in, so that when your game menu is on filter, it will not display them. So that's good, I guess.
Yes, fairly minor news.
Developers' diaries has moved to a section as developer blogs. Remember we were saying they're more like blogs last week?
Yes, we were. That's strange.
That is interesting, isn't it?
I still maintain they don't listen to this show, though.
Well, you never know. Oh, yes, and if you know anybody who lives in Estonia or Lithuania, they get paid by SMS now.
I know. I do know that Lithuania has the highest suicide rate of any country in the world.
Really? How do you know that?
Yeah. It was on a TV show here, this TV show here called Quite Interesting, where they discuss interesting facts, and I think the suicide rate in Lithuania is something like 50 something per 100,000.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 50%.
No, 50 per 100,000, whereas in, I'm not sure, but I think the US was about 6 per 100,000. Quite a lot of people in Lithuania kill themselves. But if you're listening from Lithuania, please don't.
Okay. Jagex Clan Cup?
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, we'll summarize it. Or...
Okay, I'll just skim through. Over the last 3 months, RuneScape's clan community has been battling it out to determine which clans truly are the best. Blood was spilt, tools were shattered, and the ancient war cry of Lol Pundunub could be heard across all of Gilanor. After this settled, three clans stood head and shoulders above the rest as Jagex Clan Cup 2009 champions. I wasn't even aware this was going on.
Yeah, I never heard about it either.
There was three cups up for grabs. The Combat Cup, the Skilling Cup, and the All-Rounder's favorite, the Combined Cup. 25,000 hardened players signed up for the competition, and during 8 weeks of knockout battles, we saw over 100 clans dispatched, meaning that come the final stages, the pressure was definitely on. The combat final saw the Titans facing off against the mighty Damage Incorporated. As expected, they were always the best clan, weren't they, Damage Incorporated? They lost. As expected, it was a really exciting fight and well-matched with a fantastic organization from both clans. Ultimately, the combat final saw the Titans take the spoils, winning with 53 members standing from 100 versus 100 start. Ooh, that's not really close. Kudos to being the clan. You'd least like to be on a dark night. Congratulations, Titans, you really deserve it. Okay. Next up was the Combined Cup, with God Hunters and Wicked Fury battling to the death. Both teams clearly meant business, with Wicked Fury the upper hand, winning the Stealing Creation game 28,000. To God Hunter 16,000 and being duly crowned the Combined Clan Cup champions. 84 clans in total to decide the winners of the Skilling Clan Cup. All the clans took part, skilled their arms off, but it was Divination who took the crown with an impressive average of 71,000 XP an hour in a combination of fishing and woodcutting. The experts came in second with 67,000 XP an hour, and Malkavian Scourge finished third with 66,000. Well done. Do you know if Peaceful entered this?
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I don't really keep up with what they're doing in terms of clan-related stuff. I know I only go visit them when there's a problem with the forums.
Do you still talk to Zamorak?
I think he's retired.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's why it's good to see Jagex engaging the community more.
Doesn't it feel like we're all one big happy family?
No.
Why not?
Because it just doesn't. Okay. But it is good Jagex are doing this sort of thing. You know, nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really need to do more stuff like this, more community based.
Yeah,
events. It's good.
It'd be fun, like I'd like a farming event or something.
No, I'm sure, Shane.
I'm sure we could do it at RSBNV with the awareness Chief and I have raised over the last year and a half about farming.
Sad, sad people.
We're actually debating whether or not to go for the top 100.
You should both do it because at least it will keep you... It'll keep you away from the real world where you could do some real damage.
Okay. Are you done with that one?
Guaranteed content. Slayer.
Remember we had a nice little discussion about this?
And I said it looked like a
the WoW creature. Yeah.
A Gorlok. A bit like a Gorlok. It doesn't look a lot like a Gorlok.
Well, here's the choices for the names that are winning. First one is Aqua Knight with 32% of the vote.
Oh, that's terrible.
Next one is Gilly Drixen.
Yes, that's the best one.
27%. Amphibrath at 16%, Lanterwyn at 16% as well, and Anglibian at 9%. What the heck is that?
Anglibian.
Yeah. I think Amphibrath is the best.
No, I think Gilidrixian is the best.
17,390 votes total as of recording time.
People agree with me more, though, so... I'm right.
No, they agree with none of us more because 32% say the opposite.
No, because mine has 2,000 votes more than yours does.
But doesn't it make sense? Amphi as in amphibian, you know?
Yes, and gill as in gills.
I don't know. I think amphibians are more important than things that have gills.
Piss off.
Because if you think about it, amphibians date back. They're one of the first land-based creatures.
I'm sorry,
you know?
I can't believe you're actually making... a biological argument for this. Gilidrixian just sounds better.
But amphibians are more important. We came from
you can't
amphibians.
Logically deduce things like this.
Sure I can.
No,
logic
can.
Is the answer to everything.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not everything. Yes, oh, is. Shane Dense.
Oh, logic is the answer to everything.
No, it's not.
Well, let's see what the people vote for next week, then.
Or vote, go vote for Gilidrixian.
Amphibrath. Gilidrixian. Or if you agree with neither of us, vote for Aquanight.
No, don't vote for Aquanight. That sounds like a really lame superhero. Aquanight. My name is Aquanight.
You're right, you're right. I will give you that.
I'm always right, Shane. I'm always right.
No, you're not. You were wrong on the 45 years after your birthday.
Shut up.
Oh, so there's your guaranteed content poll. It should be interesting. What kind of drop do you think this thing will have? Do you think it'll drop a misstaff?
I think it will drop coins.
Well, obviously.
I can guarantee that it will drop coins.
Okay. Water runes, maybe?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
On to questions.
Yes, you read the first one.
Dear Shane and Brad, when you're training a less than exciting skill, such as fishing, woodcutting, or cooking, do you do anything else to pass the time while getting XP? Personally, I've been watching through Voyager episodes while I fish. Love the podcast Sky Terror 10. Yeah, I always used to either listen to music or watch TV while I was fishing and cooking.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It also helps if you have a second screen or second computer to use.
Yes, that does help.
So, pretty much anything you have that works. Like, I found the things that work the best are good Star Trek episodes, you know? There's also...
No, they don't work.
Also, things like The Amazing Race. That's good, too. Oh, and my most recent one has been Heroes. I still maintain that I like Noah in there the best as my favorite character.
I still maintain that show got lame after the first series.
What the heck? Everybody says that. I think it's good after
That's
the second.
It's true.
No. I like the
Everything
second one.
Everything I do. Yeah, it did get lame after the first series. Everybody knows that.
No. I don't think so. But anyways, is that it for that one? Unless he's wanting some other recommendations.
No, I think he just, yeah.
What did you used to watch?
I just used to watch whatever was on TV, really.
Oh, so nothing special?
Occasionally I used to watch Family Guy DVDs, which Shane doesn't like. God. That's funny. It's funny. Anyway, yeah, nothing in particular.
Okay. Next
question. Next question. Shane and Brad, have either of you seen the show House? I personally love House. Or Heart House. Also, Shane. Okay, anyway. So first off, do you watch House?
It falls into the category of where if it's on, I'll watch it, but I don't make any outright effort to watch it.
I've never seen it in my life.
It's funny. It is funny. I like Dr. House's attitude.
I can't pass judgment on it.
He's got this, it's sort of like a mean, kind of sarcastic attitude to his patients.
Okay, that sounds, I don't know.
So, I enjoy it
anyway,
for that reason.
So Shane enjoys it, I have
and
never
the
seen
medical,
it, and therefore I'm unable to pass judgment.
And the medical side of things, because I like watching those kind of medical shows where they show you how they do surgery on the TV and stuff, like open heart surgery and stuff.
That's not like a real medical program, is it?
It's I know, drama. It's not, but... It's close, but...
There was, did I talk about last week how they had TV shows on last week here where they did live surgery on TV?
No.
They did open heart surgery, they mended a valve. Well, they actually created a valve because this guy's valve are completely broken. They did surgery on a tumor on the pituitary gland, which is quite interesting because they actually went right through this person's nose out the bat using an endoscope. To get to the pituitary gland,
Where is that gland?
It's the center, sort of the middle of your brain. Just imagine if you go go up your nose and then keep going back. It's sort of almost in the middle of your head.
Oh, so I shouldn't try and stick anything up my nose all the way to.
You'd have to stick it up a bloody long way and get through a layer of bone to get to your pituitary gland, so you're probably fine.
Okay.
Just I still wouldn't stick stuff up your nose, though. Anyway, they did that. They did stomach surgery, which was, again, using an endoscopy, and they also did brain surgery, where they opened up this guy's head.
Have you ever had an endoscopy?
No, I've never had an endoscopy.
What about a colonoscopy?
No, I've never had that shoved up my ass.
Oh, good. Any other kind of things you want to share?
No, I was just telling people about that because you mentioned about medicals. Anyway, also, Shane, why does Mike seem underappreciated? That question is from Earth. Why does Mike... I don't know. Do you think Mike's underappreciated?
No.
I think I'm underappreciated, damn it.
It's a matter of perception.
Mike's just not... I think of the staff, Mike is probably the least public.
Yes.
He's a private.
Yes, he's a private. That's very right. That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Of the two of you, you are the public face, and Mike does less.
But of course, everybody appreciates what he does, you know? Like,
Everybody appreciates
what he's heading up the entire content crew thing, which is a very, very daunting task, you know?
He's like Shane without the terrible attitude and right-wing views.
No, he's still on the same side as me. But
yeah, anyways, but he's not as mouthy as you are.
No, I'm just talking about the content crew stuff. Like, he's heading up that entire division on his own. I've asked him if he wanted help. He said no, it's okay. So that's what he's doing. He's not
underappreciated. He just keeps to himself.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's his choice if he comes on the show or not. But he could come on the show every week if he wanted to.
Indeed.
It's what you call owner's prerogative. So
yeah, no, and of course we're hoping. And we're hoping to replace Shane with Mike.
No. But we are hoping to get Mike on again sometime in the future.
Yeah. We're trying to convince him.
So, yeah, absolutely not underappreciated. So if you want to show your... If you want to show that, just send him a PM saying hi. He might not reply because he's busy, but he'll get the message.
He'll appreciate it. It will make him smile. Not in an evil way. Like, I smile when I get your PMs. It makes me think, another mindless simpleton I have control over.
No, I think it's the other way around, actually.
Well, they have control over me.
No, I have control over you.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, thank you, Earth, who says he loves us. With the less than sign and a whole bunch of threes.
That's heart. That's a heart sign.
Yeah, I know, but still. Mike's appreciated. Shane and Brad, what do you think will happen with North Korea? Do you think the UN will keep allowing them to test missiles and other nuclear weapons without consequences? Also, do you think they will try to attack any other countries? Thanks, that's from Marco.
I think post-Iraq and the international skepticism that people have around invasions with no basis... I don't think military action will be taken against North Korea unless they attack or make seriously aggressive moves, and I mean more aggressive than simply weapons testing towards South Korea or any other country.
Okay. What about the UN?
I don't think the UN will do jack shit besides sanctions and asking them to stop it. Because that's what the UN does, you know, kind of just bad thing. They're like, you know, it's sort of like your grandparents, you know, if you say something mean, they go, oh, that's not very nice, you shouldn't say that. But they don't actually do anything to actively stop you from saying it. They're like, oh, that's not very nice, you shouldn't really do that. That's what the UN is. They just go, you shouldn't do that, that's not very nice.
I agree with Brad that the UN won't do anything here. And
as they shouldn't, they're a diplomatic organization.
Well, just wait. I think that in the interest of security for the entire world,
we should nuke the hell out of every innocent person
Asia.
In North Korea.
No, I'm
in Asia.
I said to keep security in Asia and the rest of the world. I think somebody just needs to go in there and topple the government with a nice preemptive strike, because if you wait 5 years, you are going to be dealing with a nuclear power and you're not going to be able to do anything, and you'll be dealing with a Cold War 2.0. So why not do it now when they don't have nuclear weapons?
So, but why shouldn't they be allowed to have nuclear weapons?
Because it's against the doctrine of denuclearization of the entire world.
Okay, so...
And North Korea isn't exactly stable.
I'm sorry, the United Kingdom have nuclear weapons. The U.S. has nuclear weapons.
I know, but they're...
Canada probably has nuclear weapons.
Well, we do, but
they
belong to the U.S.
You're looking after America's nukes.
But it's just a point that there haven't been any nuance built. They've been disarming, you know? So that's why I feel that it's better to take care of them now than it will be 5 years from now when they have the ability to strike anywhere in the world and actually have a nuclear arsenal.
So I don't believe that they are. I believe that obviously they have. They don't like us being the West. But I don't believe they would attack completely unprovoked. I think if we do what Shane says and we sort of beef up for military action and we sort of flex our muscles, as the American foreign affairs people love to do, then that will hasten us into conflict that could be easily avoided. No, I don't think we don't show outward signs of aggression towards them, and they won't harm us.
But they're going to keep building them, and what happens if 5 years down the road they decide to...
Do you know why they're
South
building
Korea,
nuclear
Japan?
Weapons? They're building nuclear weapons to defend themselves. They're building nuclear weapons because they don't like us, and they think we're going to attack them.
Well, no,
so
of
they
course not. If
they defend themselves.
If they were peaceful, they wouldn't need that.
No, they're fearful for their own protection, and I believe that's why they're arming themselves.
No.
Because they believe that we are a threat to them.
No.
So while we continue to follow your idea of posturing and making it look like we are a threat to them, they're probably more likely to use
nuclear
weapons.
Well, no, it could be a short invasion. Get top of the government, instill a provisional government,
you endorse the American philosophy of forcing democracy on everybody?
Only if they're a threat to national security or the security.
How
of
are North Korea a threat to national security?
Well, they're not right now, but in 5 years they could be.
So they might be. Well, by that argument, any country could be in 5 years. You know, any developed country in 5 years
could potentially
be a threat.
But they're not. But they don't. But it's clear that North Korea has feelings like that towards the West.
No, they just want to stock up weapons. It's mutual animosity, I believe. It's not merely a case of them wanting to nuke us.
You know, it's the same with Iraq. Iraq would have been good if there were weapons of mass destruction there, but in the end, it's better for the people there getting rid of Mr. Saddam Hussein.
Yes, but was it worth going in shock and awe with no real justification for the conflict?
Well, yeah, they kicked the weapons inspectors out.
They never had. That's not justification.
We can talk.
Hasn't Kim Jong Il refused in the past to allow UN?
Yeah, they even left six-party talks. So I don't even know why they're still talking to them.
In your opinion, them expelling weapons inspectors is grounds for invasion.
Well, yeah, obviously, because they've proven that they have the technology. So why not?
Anyway, we could debate this for ages. I think we've made our feelings on this clear. Thank you for the question.
That was from Marco.
From Marco.
Dear Shane and Brad, any guesses on when new Mac stuff will be announced? You know, we are going to see the iPhone, then a third generation iPhone at the Worldwide Developers Conference, which is next week. I know that much.
That's boring.
Well, not really, because in a way it's a whole new platform for developing. And it's sort of the future, you know, because if you think about it, computers are old-fashioned. Mobile is where everything is going. So that's when that's going to happen. But any other kind of Mac stuff, like if you're talking about hardware, the iMacs were updated at the beginning of March, so it's not likely we'll see an update till then, maybe September. I don't know about. I do know that the MacBooks I know the MacBooks are due for one, so that could be any Tuesday coming up. But Apple product updates are always on Tuesdays, so just keep watching for that. I don't know. It's just the day they do. Mm. So, anyways, but yeah, iPhone definitely. People are saying there's also going to be a tablet maybe sometime around next January, which should be interesting.
Haven't been people been going on about an Apple tablet for ages?
Well, yeah, for years and years. But what they think it's going to be a 10-inch screen that's basically an enlarged iPhone. That's what they think it's going to be.
That's not very creative.
Because the reason they're thinking like that is because it's sort of like a different spin on a netbook, you know? which I don't exactly get the point of, because they're so low powered, all you can do is word process on them and internet, but you can do that same thing on your phone, so. I don't know.
Yes, quite, yes. Yeah. Anyway, that's incredibly boring. Let's move on to the next section.
How many rooms do you have in your house? Bedrooms, bathrooms? That's from Power Crazy.
You first, Shane. let me count. One. Do halls count?
No, they don't.
Okay, so a hall is not a room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, you're not,
9.
You're not living in that big German hotel anymore, are you?
No, that was like, that was crazy. That was like 50 rooms. We didn't even use barely a tenth of them. Anyway, sorry, you've made me lose count. I mean, I was up to about, I think it's about 11. It's not that big.
Really?
It's not huge. About 10.
Okay. I've got the two bedrooms up here for me and my sister. Parents' bedroom, so that's 3.
Sorry, are you upstairs?
Yeah, I am.
I thought you were in the basement normally.
No, because remember I was saying about the air conditioning?
Oh, yeah, right, anyway, so Shane is, yeah.
So there's 3 bedrooms up here in total. The bathroom, that's 4. The kitchen.
4, 5.
And then the living room, dining room, I guess you guys call it, what do you guys call it there, lounge?
Yeah, we call it a lounge.
Okay, living room, dining room, that counts as 1, so we're at what, 6 or 5?
Hang on a second, your living and your dining room are 1.
Yeah, there's like, well,
ew.
Yeah. Well, no, but
that's,
we don't use
so it. Low class. You've got to have 2 separate rooms for those.
Well, we don't eat in the dining room.
Where do you eat? In the kitchen?
There's no table in the dining room.
So where do you eat?
In the kitchen.
You don't eat in the kitchen. What are you, animals? You eat in the dining room.
Everybody I know eats in the kitchen except on formal occasions.
No, everybody eats in the dining room here because we're a proper civilized country and you are not.
Okay, you made me lose count. So 5? So 5 upstairs. Then if you count downstairs, I guess you can call the computer and TV room 1. So 6. Then there's a bedroom down there. 7. The storage room. 8. Bathroom. 9.
I win.
Well, yeah, but I could if I split the dining room up and counted the laundry room, we'd be the same.
Well, we have a laundry room as well, but I didn't count it. So if I counted the laundry room, it would be 11.
Do you do your laundry?
Shane, what do you think?
No.
Right answer. Thanks. Those questions were from Power Crazy. Dear Brad and Shane, if you were a movie director and you got to choose what movie you would make, what would be the theme and what would it be about, and what actors would you choose? Italy for life.
You first.
Okay, I would make... I like post-apocalyptic, you know, books and usually movies. Usually,
oh, so you'd make a sequel to the Terminator series?
No, I would do something different from that. Allow me to explain. I like, you know, those books where sort of basically the whole of humanity has been wiped out. But I generally like, rather than, you know, the technical side of things that the Terminator dealt with, I like, you know, plagues and stuff like that. So something along the lines of, you know, there's a huge plague that wipes out all of humanity. And I don't know, actually. I have no idea. I would like to see, if we're allowed to do adaptations of books, I'd like to see an adaptation of a book I read recently, which is called Blood Meridian, which is a Western. And I usually don't like Westerns, but it was a really good book. I'd like to see a movie adaptation of that.
Okay.
And the actors I would choose? Well, there are some... I'll just go through some of the characters who are in the book. These will mean nothing to you. But there's the main protagonist of the book, Blood Meridian, is never really mentioned. The story is seen through his eyes. It's just referred to as the kid. So a fairly violent person. I would probably pick Christian Bale for that because he is an equally violent person. The other sort of big character in the book is this thing called, is this guy called Judge Holden, who I think in the end it is strongly hinted that he kills the protagonist in the end, even though they're allies for most of the film. And he's a fairly strange man and very violent as well. But he's sort of quite philosophical and intelligent and stuff like that. So I would probably pick, that's a difficult one actually.
You?
No. Because he's physically quite large as well, and I'm spindly. Judge, who could play Judge Holden? I don't know. Maybe someone like... I actually have no idea. I'll get back to you on that.
Is he big and tall? Or...
Big, yes. Quite big and tall. And
I think I got someone. Hang on.
Yeah. Please don't be a Star Trek actor. Actually, no. I've thought of somebody. It's who plays? Oh, I can see him in my head. Who does he play? He plays. I have no idea. But go on. You talk.
Okay. You know, I don't know. There's really no movie I'd make. Maybe a Star Trek one. That'd be fun. You know.
Who would you cast as Scotty?
I'd use the original or the Next Generation cast.
Aren't they all dead?
No.
Oh, shame. They will be soon. I mean, oh no.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, give me an hour and I could write up a whole kind of synopsis of what the story would be.
Yeah, it's sort of difficult off the cuff.
Yeah, but the Star Trek crew, maybe.
Blood Meridian movie, I'd have to have Morgan Freeman in it somewhere.
Oh. Yeah, you like couldn't play. Don't you?
Yeah, he's a good actor, but he couldn't play Judge Holden because I don't think he would fit. But I still can't think of anybody to play Judge Holden. Oh well, we'll have to leave that. That's a difficult question.
What about
no.
The Rock?
Bloody no. Hell, no.
Arnold.
Who?
The Terminator, Governor.
Schwarzenegger, no. Anyway, I can't. That's a difficult question off the cuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Star Trek
I was able to give
based.
Some answers. Shane wasn't.
Dear Magnanimous.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. Dear Magnanimous host, with the new game showcased to E3, which ones are you most looking forward to? Personally, I like the look of Modern Warfare 2 and Assassin's Creed 2 from seeing the new trailers from the newbie mod, King Color. Yeah, I'd probably agree with him there. I like the look of the Assassin's Creed 2 trailer, but that's really the only trailer I've seen from E3, so I'm not.
Isn't that
well.
Single player?
Yes. It's a great game.
What, you're like a ninja or something?
You're an assassin, you dumbass.
Oh, Creepy said once that you're a ninja.
No, it's pretty historically... It always features characters from history, though, because the last one was sort of set around the time of the Crusades, and you ended up killing... Well, you didn't kill, but Saladin was in it, and Richard the Lionheart, I believe.
I'd play it if you could assassinate Hitler.
Well, the next Assassin's Creed 2 is going to be set in... Renaissance Italy, so I don't think Hitler was around in Renaissance
Leonardo
Italy.
Da Vinci.
Yes, I think he'll be in it in some capacity I read. Anyway, go on then. What games did you look off?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch game trailers, but I'm just going to support him and say Modern Warfare 2, even though it's a game of pure luck.
Yeah, it says the man with no skill.
No, it is a pure game of luck. You can...
Shane, you suck. Get over it.
I don't want this to turn into a Call of Duty rant, but there's something wrong with the game when you can use a SMG at the same distance you can use a sniper.
Yeah, okay, well, nobody really cares.
And I just wish the game would be more realistic in terms of...
This is not a rant about Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
In terms of weapon range and...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway... Shane, if Brad was being held hostage, shut up. Shane, if Brad was being held hostage by some terrorists, would you try to rescue him? Better try and rescue me.
No, because they're terrorists.
Oh, you asshole.
You don't give in to terrorists.
So you wouldn't try and rescue me?
No.
That's not giving in to terrorists. That's kicking terrorists' ass.
No.
Hang a second. I'm giving you an excuse for military action, and you're going to say no?
Because they're terrorists.
Asshole. So you don't want to hurt terrorists? You're fine with terrorists?
I'm just saying I wouldn't give in to any demands. Like if
rescue.
Oh,
rescue.
I thought like if there was like a ransom or something.
No, god damn, you're dumb. I wouldn't want you rescuing me. You'd get killed.
Oh. Well, then
I would want you rescuing me.
Well, yeah, and then in that case, yeah, why not send in a SWAT team or something?
A tactical airstrike.
Yes, that's right. But then that would also take you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Good idea. And you probably would order a tactical airstrike. Then you go, oh no, the airstrike killed him. Oh, what a shame. Anyway. When was the last time you failed a test? Shane, when was the last time you failed a test?
2 years ago.
What test was it?
I don't know. Stats.
Yeah, Shane failed stats.
What about you?
I can't remember the last time I failed a test, and that is honest.
Oh yeah, it's kind of hard when you got people your dad are paying teaching you.
Shut up. I'm trying to make it out like I was some sort of rich kid.
Well, you were. You are. You had like a, you had a big TV in your room when they were, when they were upwards of $5,000 each.
No, it wasn't that expensive.
Well, how much was it then?
I don't know, but it wasn't, you know, £2,000, which was $5,000.
So, anyway, okay then.
Shane tries to tell me I had to be some rich kid.
You need to answer the question.
I can't remember the last time I failed a test. It was a bloody long time ago.
Oh, well, what about the terrorist one?
What?
What about the terrorist one?
You broke up. What?
What about the terrorist one?
Well, the question was if you would rescue me, so you answered. Anyway.
That was from Bunny Macaroni.
Bucky Manaroni. Dear, dear Brad and Shane, what's the fastest way to bring attack strength defense up to 99? Kill stuff.
Obviously.
I gave him an honest answer.
Well, no, I think he wants something more exact.
Really? You think he wants something more exact, do you, Shane?
Yeah. You know, if you're wanting to go for the fastest, bandits. Desert bandits. You'll need Bunyip or Guthans, and then basically you just go there, wear a god item other than Guthix, and they'll start attacking. So that's one way of doing it. The other way is pest control, but personally I can't stand pest control. I don't know why. What do you think of pest control?
I think it's bad. And but it was reduced, its effectiveness was reduced some time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Almost 2 years ago, actually. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would agree Guthans at Bandits is probably the best.
Yeah, if you're wanting drops along the way, do Slayer. Next part?
Next part. How do you think things would go if both of you were locked in up in a haunted house? I think Shane would absolutely pee himself.
I don't get scared.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
How I think Shane's one of these people who's like, I never get scared at all. I'm completely alpha male. And I think he'd be wetting himself, you know.
No. I've been through a haunted house before.
When?
I'm trying to remember. 10 years ago?
Wow, long time ago.
Yeah.
Was it like at a fairground or something?
What about you?
Have I been in a haunted house?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What about a real haunted house?
No.
You know, if I ever come there, can we go see one of those castles that are supposedly haunted?
There's loads of castles around here, so yeah, sure, if you do.
I just want to see if you get scared.
I wouldn't get scared.
No, but really, what do you think would happen? Do you think it would? You think it would spiral out of control, or would we be able to handle ourselves, or would you?
I think we'd be able to handle ourselves. I'd be able to. I'd be looking after you, Shane.
I think it might be the other way around.
No, it wouldn't, Shane. Everyone knows you're the pussy of the two of us. Anyway, keep up the awesome work. Those two questions were from Hayes Over. Brad, hello. I'm currently going for 99 fishing. My current level is 64 and I'm a member. What would your preferred method be to get good profit and level quickly? Keep up the great show, Werewolf Devil. I would go lobsters to 70...
Then monkfish.
You might want to do lobsters a bit higher. I wouldn't go. Definitely wouldn't go to monkfish before 70, though. I don't know. Monkfish is 64, aren't they? 64.
Yeah, something like that. 62, maybe.
60. Yes. So go to monkfish at 70. Obviously, raw sulfur more. But if you want to do cooking, cooked wouldn't sell for that much less.
What did you do to 99?
I did. Well, I did a lot of sort of, because it took me, you know, 96 to 99 took me about 2 years on and off. So I did a lot of sort of misc shark fishing, and then I obviously finished it off with monkfish.
Okay.
Obviously, the fastest experience is fly fishing, but it's no profit, basically. So yeah, there it is. I'd go lobsters to 70, monkfish from 70 onwards.
There we go. Have you ever eaten a monkfish?
Yes, I have. I've had monkfish tail.
What about shark?
I think so.
Oh, you guys are so lucky. They're living in a coastal community.
I don't live in a coastal community.
Well, no, but your entire country is an island, so it makes sense you'll have better access to it than us.
Oh, you didn't include the question about if we like go to the beach.
No, I didn't include that question. Thank you. That question is from Werewolf Devil. Shane and the unsuperior Brad.
The funny, it says that, read the question, it says, and the far superior Brad.
Unsuperior Brad, in your opinion, what has been the worst disease ever? And could we perhaps get a worst five diseases list?
That's weird.
Yeah, is he trying to like build a catalog of diseases he can attack a small city with or something?
I'd say AIDS is pretty bad.
I don't know. I think anything neurological is bad.
Yeah, Parkinson's, things like that.
Yeah, so I'd put those at the top of my list. Because if you think about it, pretty much anything almost biological is preventable.
Not really, since a lot of things happen as part of random mutations and they can't really
stop.
Well,
no, if you can keep healthy and everything.
Yeah, but cancer, you can, you know, you hear that, you know, Lance Armstrong had cancer and he was, you know, a cyclist. He was massively fit and probably a very healthy person, yet he got testicular cancer.
Yeah, well,
keeping healthy lowers your risk of getting these things, but it doesn't, you know, stop your, you know, you can never be immune from these sort of things.
I don't know. I wonder what the worst five diseases are. What do you think? What about
cancer? I think probably most of them are probably cancers.
Well, let's just throw cancers out.
Okay, well, so are we going to put cancers as like just cancer as one?
I don't think so.
In no specific order, I would say, let's say, Parkinson's, dementia. It depends. Would you consider dementia a disease?
No, that's a mental problem.
According to this, dementia can be due to damage or disease. So I'm going to say AIDS, cancer, dementia, Parkinson's, and I don't know a lot of diseases.
I googled the list, and this list says AIDS, the bubonic plague, Parkinson's.
Hang on a second, right, here we go.
Apparently Adolf Hitler suffered from Parkinson's disease.
Right. This is the definition of a disease. A disease or medical condition is an abnormal condition of an organism that impairs bodily functions associated with specific symptoms and signs. So almost anything that has a negative effect or has an effect on the human body could be classed as a disease, I guess.
So mental illness, then.
Yes, it could be considered a disease.
Okay. They also say Ebola, which is popularized in the movie Outbreak, and something called fatal familial insomnia, or FFI.
Well, I never heard of that.
It's a form of insomnia that always ends in death. Victims not being able to sleep. Four stages, which take about 7-18 months to run their course. In the first stage, which lasts 4 months, the person suffers from increasing insomnia and panic attacks and phobias. Hey, maybe that's you. Which lasts 5 months, is characterized by the onset of hallucinations and an increase in panic attacks. The next 3 months, the person enters stage 3, where there's a complete inability to sleep, followed by rapid weight loss. In the final stage, the person will experience dementia, as well as psychotic episodes, and become unresponsive, shortly followed by death.
Interesting. Anyway, I think there's lots of nasty diseases, but why do you want a list anyway?
That's from Mr. Noob.
Anyway, tech news.
Well, we got some more E3 stuff.
Okay.
Specifically, Xbox Live gets 1080p, a 1080p Zune video store. Zune.
We got Nobody cares about the Zune.
We got a topic in Tech Talk about that. Don't we?
Yes, we
do. Wonder how that's going. Would you buy Zune?
No, I have an iPod like the rest of the world.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll tweet that. I'll tweet that. Also, it gets our Zune versus iPod debate. Also, it should say that that Xbox will be getting Twitter and Facebook integration. You ever heard of Facebox?
No. Seems like that's the new flavor of the month, integrating social networking sites.
Yeah, it makes sense though, doesn't it? Like, if you have people on Twitter or Facebook that you don't have added to Xbox Live yet, why not integrate them and play with more people?
I guess so.
I don't know. Would you do anything like that? Do you have a Facebook?
No, I don't have a Facebook. I don't use Twitter. I'm not big on social networking.
Okay. So, if that's your sort of thing, that should be interesting for you. Also, the 360 will be getting full retail games delivered on demand.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, but then you got to question, how big are they going to be making the hard drives? If you think about it, each game is 8 gigabytes.
They would have to have you'd have to have, you know, what's the biggest at the moment, 160?
120, isn't it?
I thought it was 160.
60 is the standard.
Oh, no, it is 120, you're right.
Yeah, so they need a bigger hard drive, so I don't know. Oh, and for those of you guys who like the PS3 out there, I'm sorry, but I didn't get any PS3 news because there wasn't any at the time I was digging this up, so unless Brad has any PS3 stuff...
No, I have nothing.
Okay.
Why would I have any PS3 stuff? I don't even have a PS3.
And then there's also something called Xbox 360. Natal, what do you think of this? Have you taken a look?
No, I have no idea what it is.
It's basically...
Oh, yes, this the body control thing, copying Wii, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, you know? It's like too little, too late. Because it... Yeah, using a camera is interesting, but the PS2 iToy did that. Did you have the iToy with your PS2?
Yes, I had the iToy. That was fun.
So, like, I don't know. What's the difference? It's just that, like, just using, like, your head as a Wiimote, you know? Like, in a soccer game, you'd imaginarily, like, bounce your head against the ball.
Could be, but I still think it's going to be interesting. It looks better than the Wii, in my opinion. It has more potential.
I don't know. I think the Wii is better.
I think it has more potential.
The Wii is better, definitely. I think. Like, this is the classic case of Microsoft, you know? Always saying, oh, that's a good idea, let's do it. And 2 years later...
I'm sorry, you're criticizing innovation?
No, I'm not criticizing innovation. I'm criticizing copying things like the Wii. Because, and Microsoft in general. Because if you think about it, they see something that's successful and they basically come out with a copy of it without taking it to the next level, which, and then they wonder why it doesn't work. Key example being the Zune.
Yeah, so. I think that the Xbox 360 will be more successful than
only
the
because
Zune.
It has the only reason the Xbox 360 is a success. Oh no, never mind. We're not talking about that. I heard you say Zune, but so yes, check out Project Natal. Proves to be interesting. It should be interesting to see what kind of game.
Windows 7 release date.
October 22nd? Are you going to buy it?
Nope.
Yeah, this is something that we've been waiting for a long time, and people were saying, oh, early 2010, but it is actually going to be 2009, which is good. So, which means you should probably be able to start getting it on your computers that you buy from the store in September, so perfect time for back-to-school season.
I wonder if they've targeted that specifically.
Oh, probably, you know. Also, they said one thing they regretted with Vista was not being able to hit the holiday market in 2006 when it was deployed.
Oh, wow, it's past 10 o'clock. The polling stations will have closed.
Oh, is that what you're typing about?
No, I'm not typing about that.
Well, I heard you typing earlier, so.
Good for you, Shane.
Yeah, so that's it for tech news. Check out those little things that we have mentioned, and you never know what Natal could turn into. It could turn out to be the next big thing, but I highly doubt it. Because the controller just works, you know?
So. Yep.
Anyways, once again, sorry, no PS3 or Wii News. Yeah, some events. Just reminding you guys to check out the event rotation, seeing as this show isn't live. The event that you'll see first off coming up is the Boss Takedown on Saturday. Also on Saturday, we got the Castle Wars 1000, courtesy of Alex, which is basically an attempt to get the most Castle Wars kills you can get. Also on Saturday, we have Call of Duty 4 for the Xbox 360, which I wish was for PC, but oh well. And on Sunday, we have Pest Control with Schwa. Then fast-forwarding all the way ahead to next Thursday, we have Team Fortress 2 once again. So if you want more information on these events, just come to the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, and take a look at the events forum, official RSBNB events, or just the runner we place at the bottom. But note that your time zone should be set properly for that. You have anything on those, Brad? You ever going to come to one of them?
Nothing at all.
Oh, why not?
What do you think, Shane?
Why not?
Because they're not my thing, Shane.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. This week, it's my turn this week for a pick.
Yes, Shane, indeed it is your pick.
And I'm going to pick Bing.
Only because of that Dig story.
No, I didn't see it on Dig.
Where did you
see
it?
Paul showed me it. Go to bing.com. Bingo.
So this is...
It's Microsoft's answer to competing with Google.
And it looks like it's going to be a romping failure.
Well, it is interesting, you know. Like, if you... For instance, it can do more than Google can do. It seems sort of like it's a combination of Wolfram Alpha and Search. If you know what I mean. Because Google's fine for searching for keywords on websites, but when you're actually wanting to find something, it's hard to find. Because I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I was looking on Google for areas where I could potentially buy a better microphone in the city because, you know, we had Darth Vader coming to visit us, which he hasn't appeared again, so I abandoned that search. But the thing was, Google made it pretty hard for me to find a decent place in Edmonton that sold audio equipment.
Why did it make it difficult?
I was only able to find one, but with Bing, I was able to find a good, like, five of them on the first page.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Something to check out, bing.com. Maybe you'll say bingo when you decide that it's found a search for you, but I don't think Jagex will like Bing.
Why not?
Because if you type RuneScape, the first result is runescape.com. The second one is Wikipedia. Then the next two are gold-selling things, supposedly.
For me, RuneScape Wikipedia comes first, then RuneScape Miniclip. Why do you know? It says the best match is runescape.com. Then it's RuneScape Wikipedia. Then it's RuneScape on Miniclip. Then it's Zybez. Then it's gold-selling site. Then it's... Yeah, there's... One, there's four gold selling sites on the first page for me.
Yeah, so don't click those gold selling sites. That's bad. But it should be noted that for RuneScape maps, our interactive map is the first one on the same thing. So that's good. You know, that's one thing I sort of like about Bing is that it shows all the different kind of search results on the same page. Like for me right now on the same page, it's showing RuneScape free trial, which makes no sense. RuneScape downloads, yeah, right. RuneScape maps, RuneScape walkthrough, RuneScape reviews, and then so on. So, another thing that's sort of interesting is if you go over to the videos tab, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you hover over one of the videos, it will show you a live preview of it, which is something you can get. Whoa! Whoa.
Dumbass. I've seen that before on video sites.
Yeah, but this one's like from MySpace.
Noob! Keep it close!
Stop that, Shane.
Keep it close!
There's one thing I hate Shane doing is playing stupid videos to me very loud.
That's called something. A day in the life of Zezima, too.
Anyway.
RuneScape Karaoke Barbie
Hiya,
Girl.
Hi, kids.
You want to go for a ride?
Hell yeah.
Let's go party.
Stop it now. That's horrible. My God, I want to kill myself. I'm going to move to Lithuania. Anyway, you've talked about your pig long enough.
Bing.com.
Scottum update.
Gonna handle that.
Who won last month?
Thom, I suspect.
Oh, yes, we've already been through that. Anyway, so far, we've only been going for 3 days. This today being the fourth, and it's a close competition. Well, it's not that close. 350, the leader currently is Owen with 359,000 experience. Second is X-Blades with 206,000. Ollie Best is third with 129,000. Darvo is fourth with 104,000, then 93,000 Talomanda, and then we go right down to 27,000, 23,000, 10. So, yeah. Summoning.
It's going to be interesting because you can get a whole schwack of summoning experience in the last few hours, so we're not going to know who's going to win until the last few hours of the skill of the month. So, I don't know. There's sort of no point in talking about it at this point because why, you know? When there's no point in knowing who's going to win because it's going to change so much in the last day, right?
Yes, probably.
So,
Contest winner!
Yes, please, if you one more thing on this, if you have signed up, please get some XP. Because remember, it still all counts for Skill of the Year in the end. Thank you.
Year.
Scotty, as Creepy called it. Anyways, yes, the contest winner. As we all mentioned last week, the contest involved going over to Twitter, creating an account, and sending an app message to RSBNB staff saying why you should be on the show. So we have a winner for that.
We have a winner.
And the winner is?
Power Crazy.
Yes, winner is Power Crazy.
Congratulations.
We'll be getting in contact with you about preparations for the show and testing your microphone. And I do hope you have a microphone, because if you don't, then we'll have to pick someone else.
Well, we do have a second, and we would say who it is. But we do have a second place person if
Power
Crazy is unable to fulfill his obligations.
Yes, that's right. So what have you been doing, Brad?
I voted today. There were local elections, and I voted for the first time in my life.
Oh, that's good. Who'd you vote for?
I'm not telling you, Shane. It's my right to secrecy. I don't have to tell you who I voted for.
Yeah,
I'm like
do.
Sarah Palin. I'm like Sarah Palin. If I was standing, I wouldn't tell you who I voted for, except I obviously voted for me. I bet Sarah Palin voted for the Democratic candidate in Alaska. She's that dumb. Anyway, yeah, I did that. Not really much else going on. I'm still, you know, next 9 months will pretty much be a waiting game for me. I heard a song on the radio the other day, which, you know, is pretty much my life right now. It's called The Waiting, and it's by Tom Petty. It's probably the only country and western song I actually like. Says the line, "The waiting is the hardest part." Yeah, basically that. So I'm probably just going to hear that in my head for the next 9 months.
Okay.
Until then, I won't be doing a great deal.
I got some stuff you can do.
Stop myself from going Lithuania.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anything else?
No, Shane. What have you done?
Gym?
Yes, been to the damn old gym.
Oh, that's
good. That's a given now. I go every week.
But as you said, you're still spindly.
Yep, always will be.
Okie dokie then. As for me, I got my Xbox back on Monday, so I'll be at the Call of Duty event this weekend.
Oh no, nobody go to that.
Yeah, you know, they didn't go last week.
But why not?
I don't know. I think because of connection problems. What else have I been doing? I've been starting to do more site work, once again. And, oh yes, I did get 98 Fletching. Courtesy of you once again, if I should say
Paddling
so.
Paddling Hardwood, eh?
Yeah, you know, that's rather obscene. I think I should
delete
all those
comments. It's called Project Handling Hardwood, isn't it?
No,
Your microphone has been cracked today, Shane. Your microphone keeps breaking up.
You know what that is? That's the Skype, because I'm on Wi-Fi right now.
Well, don't bloody use Wi-Fi.
Well, no, it's just for you that it's breaking up. It's fine on the recorded end.
It bloody better be.
But yeah, so I don't know about handling hardwood, because then after that, Bernd Scheut says he's going through it rather fast, isn't he? As the saying goes, go fast, go hard. Right.
Take it on the train, you take it to the heart, because the waiting is the hardest part. Sorry, I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to this song.
Yeah, you guys are having a rather perverted discussion there on that comment thread.
Yeah.
God, have you seen what they posted since you left?
No.
Well, you should take a look. It is rather weird. But I don't know. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Is there?
No, I'm just listening to this. Waiting is the hardest part. Every day, give it one more. I love that song. Anyway.
Okay.
No, I have nothing else to say.
Okay, then. I think we're done. That means so. So with that said, RSPB update 207 is done for
it's
Brad.
It's in the Brad at nowhereinparticular.com.
Who is waiting and waiting for 9 months to wait. So with that said, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.